Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
Chives and garlic scapes are on the menu today. First, we experiment with three different types of chives in a buttermilk salad dressing. And then we're already looking ahead to the cold months by preserving the subtle taste of garlic scapes in an easy recipe for garlic salt. But first, here's Megan Meyer with a look at this week's news.
Hundreds of chefs gathered on the White House lawn last week to launch an Adopt a School program that pairs chefs with schools in their local communities. As part of First Lady Michelle Obama's initiative to end childhood obesity, the Chefs Move to Schools program pairs chefs with teachers, parents, food service professionals, and administrators to bring healthier food to schools and to educate children to make better informed food choices. For the second time in a year, the Kellogg Company has been slapped by the Federal Trade Commission for making misleading claims on their cereal boxes. Last year, the FTC settled with the Kellogg Company over the claim that Frosted Mini-Wheats were clinically shown to improve kids' attentiveness. The FTC recently cited Kellogg again for advertising that Rice Krispies help support a child's immunity. The newest expansion of the FTC order prohibits the company from, quote, making claims about any health benefit of any food unless the claims are backed by scientific evidence and not misleading. A Pacific Northwest fast food chain has gotten a head start in implementing new food labeling requirements. The requirements were laid out in the health care reform legislation enacted earlier this year. A provision of the healthcare legislation calls for fast food restaurants to clearly label the number of calories in each menu item, and they must comply within 1 year of the bill's passage. Fast food chain Burgerville began printing new receipts earlier this week, displaying not only calorie information, but also protein, fat, and carb values, and suggestions for how customers can lower their caloric intake on their next visit. You can learn more about any of these stories on our website, eartheats.org, and follow our updates all throughout the week on Twitter at twitter.com/eartheats. And if you'd like to join us for our next online book club chat, pick up a copy of Nicolette Han Nyman's Righteous Pork Chop. We'll be chatting with Nyman live on the Earth Eats website on Thursday, July 1st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. For Earth Eats, I'm Megan Meyer.
Onions, scallions, leeks, garlic, chives, all members of the allium family, along with some 850 other species. A tip when foraging for members of the allium family, use your nose. Any plant that smells like onions is edible and not toxic to humans. Rodents and deer, on the other hand, don't like plants in the allium family so much. So you can plant onions or garlic in your garden as a form of natural pest control.
These are all types of chives. These are wild chives, which I pull out of the ground across the road from my folks' house. And they have these little kind of garlic bulbs at the end, which I love to pickle. You can mash them, use them just like you would garlic. And they kind of grow in little bunches. And when you pull them out of the ground, they leave behind these little side cloves most of the time. And then next year, those will turn into garlic chive plants. These are the domestic chives. They'll try to bloom very early in the season. You'll see a little purple top knot come on the top of the plant. You want to keep those trimmed down so they can continue to send up fresh chives. As soon as you let them go to seed, the plant will start to toughen up and it won't be as tender and delicious. And then finally, we have these flat ones, and these are Chinese garlic chives. Great in stir fries, great in Asian dishes, marinated tofu. So, you know, in this one family, there's such a variety of flavors. Then you get into the scallions and the leeks. And then the traditional garlic have this really nice green growth. And then they send up a garlic scape, which is kind of like, it looks like a goose head on the top of the plant. You want to pull those off to strengthen the plant. And then you'll get a nice big garlic clove in July, August time.
Something to look forward to in the garden as the summer wears on. We'll use garlic scapes in our second recipe today. But first, a salad dressing that uses some of each of our types of chives.
So I also have this little fennel. This is called bronze fennel. I also have some chervil. And chervil is one of the most elegant herbs. It's used mostly in French cooking and mostly with fish. And again, it has a little bit of an anise flavor to it. It has these beautiful fern-like leaves. It's very delicate. And I've got a couple poached eggs. You could use boiled eggs, or you could coddle an egg. And what that means is boil it just until it's heated through, then you crack it open and scoop it out. And that's called a coddled egg, and that's really good for salad dressings. Okay, we've got our mustard. I'm using our hard-working mustard.
You could use like Dijon or horseradish.
Kind of a mixture of Pommeray Dijon, but it has a little bit of wasabi in it, a little bit of hot pepper. It's a very aggressive. Okay, we've got our fennel tops. Add a little bit of our chervil. Okay, and then some of each of our alliums. I'm going to add a little bit of lemon brunoise, which is the lemon zest cut into a fine dice. I'm going to add about 2 teaspoons of chopped garlic, teaspoon of sugar. Okay, and then we're going to puree it with our buttermilk. Okay, and then we're going to start adding a little bit of oil. And you can see now it's kind of lightened up a little bit. It's got a little thicker. Give it a little taste as always. That tastes great.
We served this dressing over top of a slaw. Delicious. Check out photos on the website. And while you're there, submit your own photos. Visit eartheats.org, scroll down to the bottom right, and click Add Your Photos.
All right, so we got one of the easiest recipes in the world. So you don't even have to bother writing this down. All you got to do is have the right ingredients. So what we're doing is we got these garlic scapes. We're going to take a few of those and just roughly chop them. Now we're just going to take those. I probably had about 10 of those garlic scapes. I'm going to add about 2 pounds of kosher salt. Now you really do need to use the kosher salt because it's coarser, and a fine iodized salt won't really do the same thing. Now we're just going to close the Cuisinart. And okay, when you open it, you can see it's nice and it's got that nice green color, and just smell how.
It smells amazing.
Garlic. Now these garlic scapes, they don't have the same heat as a regular garlic clove or a mature garlic plant would have. So you can use those chopped up in stir fries and eat the whole thing and not have to worry about overcooking them. They also tend not to, what I say, repeat on you. So you don't burp them up a lot. Whereas whole hard cloves of garlic, sometimes people have a hard time digesting, especially when it has that little green part in it where it's the germ of the garlic regrowing, and that's even harder to digest. Okay, I've got a piece of foil here. Just going to lay this down on a cookie tray. And I'm going to put that garlic salt out on that. And then what I do is I put it in a 250-degree oven and just let it completely dry out. You don't want to put it on too high of heat or you'll lose that nice green color.
Once it's all dry, crack up the salt, run it through the food processor yet again until it becomes fine. Store the garlic salt in airtight jars, and you can enjoy it for months to come. There are plenty of other suggestions for how to preserve flavors of the season on our website. Pestos, salsas, flavored syrups. Print all of these recipes and see photos of the prep process at eartheats.org.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com. Online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.